Would you have the same thing if you were driving oxen?
I'd have a pair of oxen. No, I'd have a yoke of oxen. I'd have a pair of mules, a pair of goats, or a pair of horses, and a yoke of oxen. And the difference being that the oxen are yoked together, and the others are, have separate harness.
Okay. What would you call a small cow?
Call it a yearling. Mm-hmm. And if it's both male and female.
Mm-hmm. What would you call when it's first born?
About a calf.
Okay.
And if you want to be specific, a heifer calf or a bull calf.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had a cow by the name of Daisy expecting a calf, what would you say? You say Daisy's going to?
Calf.
Okay. What would you call a male horse?
Call him a stud, what he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a female?
A mare.
Okay, if you had two of them, you'd have two?
You mean a male and a female?
No, I'm just a male.
Well, you'd have a pair of mares.
Okay, if, okay, what do you usually do with them? Some people put saddles on them.
Well, you ride them or work them. And when I work, you mean that working, that's either drawing vehicles or plowing, putting a plow or drawing vehicles or riding saddle.
Okay. Everyone around here likes to horses.
Ride a horse.
Okay. Last year he
rode a horse.
Okay. And I have
ridden a horse.
Okay. If somebody couldn't stay on a horse, you'd say, I fell.
Fell off.
Okay. If a small child went to bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, said, I must have
fallen off the bed. Fallen from the bed.
Okay. What is it, that game that some people used to play relating to horses? You used to pitch those
horseshoes.
Uh-huh. Do you ever play that?
Yes.
Any good?
No. Near's about as well as I could do. Close. I didn't get many ringers.
Okay, what part of a horse's feet do horseshoes?
Hoof.
Mm-hmm. If you had one of them, one horse foot?
You'd have one hoof.
What is the male sheep called?
Ram.
Mm-hmm. How about a female?
Ewe. E-W-E.
Okay. How about, what is it that people usually raise sheep for?
The wool or, depends on what section you're in, wool or mutton. Wool or the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a male hog?
Call him a boar.
All right. What would you call a male that's been altered?
You'd call him a barrow, B-A-R-R-O-W.
Okay.
Now, the farmer says a bar.
Mm-hmm.
He just leaves off R-O-W.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Bar hog?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call a hog when it's first born?
A pig.
Mm-hmm. When it gets older, is there another name?
Sure.
Okay. When it's grown up?
He's a hog.
Okay.
Either a gilt, a sow, or barrow, or boar. One mm-hmm. of the four categories catches them all.
Is there any difference, between a shoat and a hog and a pig? I mean, is it...
Well, if you think of, there's no difference between a shoat and a pig, really.